Hi, I'm Carolyn Berkowitz, and you are listening to episode 5 of Mission Forward. And I am joined today by a fellow at Mission Partners, Logan Brown, who is a graduate of the Reynolds Community College Advanced College Academics Program, which is an early college high school program. And Logan participated in the program for all 4 years of high school and is now a successful college student at George Washington University. And the Reynolds Advanced College Academics Program provides outstanding high school students with the opportunity to earn an associate's degree while completing the requirements for their high school diploma. The idea of early college high school actually was started in 2002 at Guilford College with funding by the Gates Foundation, and it differs from what you imagine dual enrollment in high school and college is. So with a dual enrollment program, which you may be familiar with, high school students take some college courses and get credit for it. There's even things like advanced placement in many high schools where students complete their high school degree but also take classes for college credit. Early college high school is different. In actuality, the student is for half the time a high school student and for the other half the time a full-fledged college student. And so the difference is that they come out with a degree, an associate's degree usually, and they do that in part by replacing their high school classes with college classes rather than the other way around. There are right now about 230 early college high schools in 28 states around the country. And Logan was part of the program in Richmond, Virginia. So welcome, Logan.
Hi. Wow, it's exciting to be here.
Why don't we start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay. My name is Logan Brown. I grew up in Richmond, Virginia in Henrico County. I went to Tucker High School, and I made the decision to join the ACA program when I was 13 while I was in the IB program at Moody Middle School. After graduating high school, I enrolled at the George Washington University. I'm in the Elliott School of International Affairs, studying international affairs with a focus in security policy, excuse me, and also pursuing a BAMA in philosophy and public policy.
A BAMA?
Yes.
So that means that you will graduate, you are again doing this kind of
yes.
college master's degree program.
Yes. So when I graduate in 2020, I'll have 2 bachelor's degrees and 1 master's degree in public policy.
And you will be the age of most traditional college graduates.
Yep. Be around 22.
That is incredibly impressive.
I'm excited.
And you are incredibly impressive.
Thank you.
Logan, in full disclosure, is a fellow at Mission Partners, and she is in a paid position where she supports the organization in developing strategies and supporting clients in the nonprofit sector. I first met Logan as a board member of the Virginia Community College System, which is a state-appointed board, and Reynolds is part of that system. When she and the others in her cohort presented to the board, and they talked about the program and the ACA program as a best practice in the system. And I was so impressed when I heard Logan speak and when I heard about what she had accomplished and what she was working on that I ran after her and asked if she could follow up with me. And of course she did. And so she is now serving in a paid position as a fellow in our consulting firm. So I'll step back now also and tell you a little bit about the criteria that Reynolds uses for their ACA students. And I think you'll agree that Logan fits this description pretty easily. 2 criteria for students to successfully excel in the program. One is the level of dedication that the student demonstrates to working hard and committing to a rigorous case of study. And the second is how supportive one's family is of their school requirements. So now I'll frame that back into a question on the two criteria. When you made the decision to join this program, you mentioned that you were 13 years old, which is incredibly young. Talk a little bit about how you knew that you were dedicated and could commit to that rigorous course of study, and talk about the support that your family provided.
Absolutely. When I was in middle school, I went to Moody Middle School, and I was in the International Baccalaureate program. And that was kind of my first experience really being an advanced student. I mean, coming from elementary school, we're learning kind of like the material. And then I got this opportunity to apply to the IB program, and I applied and I got in and I accepted the position. And that's kind of been like my first experience really with, I guess, a high level, really, really advanced education. And my mom at the time, she was always in school. My mom has never like not been in school. She's always kind of been furthering her education, kind of learning whatever was new. She's really interested in nutrition. She works at VCU. So she's really in this always high impact environment with lots of really ambitious kids and ambitious people. And so that's kind of filtered into my own, I guess, upbringing. And she's always made me kind of bunker down and always study and stay really like focused and prepared. She's also a first generation college student herself, so she understands the value and the benefits of getting an education. So having that instilled in me has always kind of made me want to go further and kind of go to the next level. So when I first heard about the Advanced College Academy, I was kind of unsure because it was new and it was the first of its kind in our area, and no one had really kind of explored the kind of, I guess, the territory of it before. But my mom, she found some value in it, and just, I guess, being a first generation college student, she was like, if this had been offered to me or something that had been afforded to me at the time, I would have taken it. So she pushed me to do it, and I, of course, I was interested in kind of continuing the IB program, but I also wanted to see what else was out there. And I remember going to one of the information sessions and meeting the teachers and the faculty who were working with the program, and they seemed very excited about it, and they were dedicated to it. And I knew that there was kind of like, I think that was the only option for me. I was like, I knew from that point moving forward, that's what I wanted to do. And that's kind of how I came into this path of ACA and early college education.
At 13, it's really, it's remarkable. I mean, I don't even know how as a 13-year-old you can imagine yourself taking college courses.
Yeah, it is definitely something that you have to look to in the long term. And I guess seeing that, my mom probably saw it more in the long term than I did, and I thought it was just something really, really awesome too, an awesome opportunity. But she kind of told me, you know, this will really pay off in the end. This is something that you need to do. It's very important that you do this and make this decision.
So when your mom told you it was really important and something you need to do, what do you think and what do you think she thinks are the advantages of such a program?
I think the advantages are obviously those initial advantages of having your associate's degree as soon as you come out of high school, and then kind of standing out amongst, I guess, the people, the review boards for colleges in itself. But it really starts to kick in once you actually start college and you kind of sit in class and you sit in the lecture and you realize, okay, I can do this. I've done this before. I'm familiar with the process. And you don't get both the academic and the social shock. You only get the social shock. And that really helps kind of like shake off the pressure that you immediately feel. And then as you move along through the school year and you have to look for jobs and internships, and that's when it starts to really like kick in professionally. I've sat in so many interviews, and that's been like a very, like, it's been something that's pushed me along in the application process. That's like that first look. They're like, you know, she's really young. It shows that she's ambitious, that she has this degree. It shows that she understands the workload. She's determined. She's dedicated. It just shows like my background and experience as well. So it helps, especially being in the DC area, which is dominated by interns, dominated by professionals, and helps me kind of stand out amongst people in my own age range.
Well, you certainly stood out to us. I assure you of that. What has been hard about the program? You mentioned, you know, being really young. You're probably always the youngest in the room in
always.
Class and at work. And tell us about that or anything else that might be hard.
Being in the program, I remember, I think I was 16 when we first, or I was turning 16. It was my junior year of high school. And that's when we first started taking our initial set of college classes. We were in our first semester, and I had never taken any kind of college level of biology or or science or math or anything like that before, and it was definitely a shock there. And it's hard. It's very hard sitting in a college like level lab and trying to figure out what to do and if this is right. And in terms of writing the papers and the caliber of writing, it's largely college level writing and high school level writing are two completely different like fields of like kind of work and knowledge. So that was difficult. And other than that, I mean, I had a great support system at the time, and I think that's kind of what helped me kind of keep going and moving along. And our cohort was really, really close and really tight because we were the only students in our entire high school taking those types of classes. So it really pushed us to kind of lean on each other. And then the ACA program and faculty in itself, they provided us a lot of like opportunities and outlets for us to kind of reach out and get help. Our high school in itself, Tucker High School, the counseling department was very helpful. I remember just kind of sitting in there and talking about things that I was concerned about or, you know, worries or, you know, like, I guess, guidance in that way. And that's been the most helpful thing. But definitely, I think the hardest thing about ACA if in itself is the course load, but we signed up to do it and we know that we can do it. And of course, there are roadblocks occasionally, but having the support system there has really kind of mitigated that, those difficulties and challenges, and they're very worth it in the end.
And the course load is the most difficult junior and senior year when you're actually doing college classes.
Yes. And the work is interesting. The classes are very interesting. Junior year is the adjustment period, and senior year is when you're used to the work, you're used to like the intensity of the classes, and then you really start to perform at like the highest level that you're doing as a high school student. I remember just reading like hundreds of pages a week in just literature, science, like math, like I don't know, history, English, and feeling, I guess, learning a lot more. I was more aware of what was going on. I became more in tune to what was going on in the society around me. I started to pick up very focused interest. I started to study, I guess, like the achievement gap in our own county. I started to lots of like issues on social mobility, economics, like. And you start to really kind of come into yourself while you're there, which is something that most people do when they actually get to college. But I did it while I was in high school, and allowed me to have a very like clear focus on what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Well, and even to have the support of your mother or your parents around at a time when you are coming into your own, it's so helpful. Yeah, as you said, so many kids get to college and they have to apply in a major,
right?
And they have no idea what they want to do yet because they haven't really explored that. And absolutely. So it allows you to really utilize your college years very well.
Absolutely. And like my family has been like a big part of me being so successful. My mom was always kind of like, she made sure I focused, but she also kind of let me explore opportunities of what I wanted to be. I think when I was in high school, I jumped between like a number of different careers that I wanted to follow, different like, you know, focuses and whatnot. But she always made sure that I was supported. She encouraged me to try lots of different things. She really pushed me to kind of become uncomfortable, because those are the points in time where we grow the most. So anytime I was uncomfortable, she was like, you know, just keep focused, stay at it, explore more, research more, and just kind of continue. And my family in itself, outside of my mother, they are incredibly impressed with what I was doing. And my family has always been the people to, they're go-getters, and we're all go-getters. So they were like, anything that makes you happy, anything that pushes you is what you need to continue to do.
That's great. And was there anything hard about starting college as a freshman, but really as an academic junior?
Yes, in lots of my lectures, I'm the youngest person there. Most of them are juniors, and they've already done these high levels of internships. They're preparing for their senior year, and I'm here as a freshman trying to, you know, like, where do I sit? What do I do in class? Just because they're all older than me. So I do feel intimidated by them sometimes, but it's always good to kind of remind myself, like, academically, I'm here with them. I'm, you know, just as capable as they are. My professors definitely noticed that. I mean, sitting in front of a lecture every day is something that they will pick up on. Staying in office hours is something that I'm always doing. I'm always visiting my professors and getting to know them, and it helps to kind of eliminate that feeling of, I guess, intimidation, and just kind of taking it to yourself and really like pushing forward and getting to know my professors has allowed me like lots of opportunities. I work with them in terms of their research, in terms of like assistantships. So anything, all of those opportunities have been afforded to me because of, you know, my background.
I am also a GW alumni, and I will tell you, I didn't have that experience. I didn't really reach out to faculty. I did feel, and it was a long time ago, like I was one of 300 kids in a lecture hall without a lot of individual attention. And I think just knowing that you need to seek it, even if it's because you were younger, but really understanding that to get the most out of college, you need to seek it. I wish I had known that. I wish I had thought of that.
I can't thank my AC friends and faculty enough. They were always saying, go to office hours. That is how you're going to network and connect and get ahead in class. So that's what I did. And it's been, I guess, the biggest tip, I guess, for any college freshman, really.
It's great. You've actually naturally transitioned into my last question, which is early college high school is a national trend. And I don't think it's going away, or I certainly don't think it should go away. It gives, as you described, students a serious leg up. It allows young people to develop their interests at a much earlier age, especially those who are mature enough to do so. And it certainly can relieve much of the financial burden if by having 2 years of college, in essence, covered through the system in high school. So those are all the reasons that it will continue, I hope, and probably more. What wisdom would you impart on those who are supporting early college high school, folks like the Gates Foundation or others, and also on other students or parents or high schools or colleges that want to do this?
For students, I would definitely say that it's a platform to achieving more things, so don't stop here. I think having an associate's degree and in your head you're like, I already have a degree, do I really need to continue, you know, my education or continue pursuing these other opportunities? And I say yes, don't stop here. It's really designed to push you to the next level. So once you have it, keep going, keep kind of chasing your career goals, internships, school, definitely keep going. For teachers and high schools and themselves, I would say that the payoff really happens really in the end, like the very end, once they've gotten to college and they report back to you and they say, you know, I've done this in this amount of time. And it's absolutely amazing. I mean, in high school, you only have so many opportunities because you're really, really young and we don't even really know what we want to do yet. But once we get to college and we have the background and we see the amount of fields and opportunities that open up to us, that's when the real impact of having the degree at an early age, really, that's when we see it the most. For parents, there will be lots of late nights of us just staying up until 4 or 5 a.m. studying. Continue to push your child. Support them in any way possible. I guess try to give them as much flexibility and let them move around, and also kind of push them outside of academics. I remember being in ACA and sometimes being so focused on schoolwork that I would forget to, I don't know, just read a fun book, or I don't know, just have a good time.
Be a kid.
So I think that's something important. For organizations kind of funding ACA programs, you're gonna get a very unique group of kids, a very diverse group of kids, and we are the kids that I guess benefit the most from it. So invest in us, continue to invest in us. That's important. The payoff is there. I mean, it's one of the best programs that I've ever been in. It's a blessing to have been a part of it, and to see them kind of pop up and continue to pop up in locations around the country, I think it's beneficial to both the areas they're in, the communities that they're going to provide to, on a national level, of course, on a state level, of course. So I think they're important. They're great.
Well, that's great. You certainly are a fantastic product of it, and the world will benefit from you having done this, and our company will benefit, already is benefiting, and the clients we serve certainly are benefiting as well. So thank you for your time and for sharing a little bit of your story with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.